Close your curtains. Dim the lights. Maybe light a candle or some joss sticks. Put an Afghan coat on the floor. Curl up, cuddle up, and listen to the atmosphere of ghosts.
When the room is quiet, the daylight almost gone, it seems there's something I should know. Well, I ought to leave, but the rain it never stops, and I've no particular place to go. When I think I'm winning, when I've broken every door, the ghosts of my life are wilder than before. Just when I thought I could not be stopped, when my chance came to be king, the ghosts of my life are wilder.
Japan and ghosts.
Japan, that's a. I couldn't think who it was, and I just thought, yeah, of course it is, yeah.
Yeah, I think you just missed me playing Harumi and Sugar in Your Tea.
Yeah.
An artiste from Japan. You've got that delight to look forward to, Les. Yeah, the ghosts of my life blow wilder than the wind. Just when I think I could not be stopped. When my chance came to be king, the ghosts of my life blow wilder than the wind.
Ghosts, yeah.
Something else that's atmospheric is Donovan and Guinevere. And recording on magnetic tape had its limitations, as you will hear in this track, because when it's wound up on a reel, on a spool, the magnetic tape touches the other bits of magnetic tape and you can get it bleeding through, so you can get an echo before the artist actually sings. See if your sound system is good enough to hear the pre-echo of Donovan singing Guinevere.
Guinevere of the royal court of Arthur, draped in white velvet, silk and lace, the rustle of her gown on the marble staircase sparkles on fingers slender and pale. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal domain. Maroon colored wine from the vineyards of Chardonnay is sipped by the queen's lip and so gently. Indigo eyes in the flickering candlelight, such is the silence of royal camp. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal domain. Guinevere of the royal court of Arthur, draped in white velvet, silk and lace, the rustle of her gown on the marble staircase sparkles on fingers both slender and pale. The jester, he sleeps, but the raven, he peeps through the dark, foreboding skies o'er the royal dome.
Sublimeness from Donovan. Guinevere. This is the next track on the album, Sunshine Superman.
Are you going to play that as well?
The Fat Angel, which both Les and I first heard from Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah.
He will bring happiness in a pipe, healer, ride away on his silver bike, and apart from that, he'll be so kind in consenting to blow your mind.
fly Translove Airways, get you there on time. Fly Translove Airways, get you there on time. He will bring our kids for my lady, the perfume will be of an excellent style. And apart from that, he'll be so kind in consenting to blow your mind. Fly Translove Airways, get you there on time. Fly Translove Airways, get you there on time. We'll bring happiness in the pipe. He'll ride away on his silver bike. And apart from that, he'll be so kind in consenting to blow your mind. Fly Jefferson Airplane, get you there on time. Fly Jefferson Airplane, get you there on time. Bring happiness in the pipe. He'll ride away on his silver bike. And apart from that, he'll be so kind in consenting to blow your mind. Fly Translove Airways, get you there on time. Translove Airways, get you there on time. We be flying at an altitude of 39,000 feet. Captain, I at your service.
Oh. We're flying at an altitude of 39,000 feet. Captain, hi, at your service. Happiness in a pipe. And he'll ride away on his silver bike, consenting to blow your mind. Recording of this album by Donovan was commenced in December 1965, unbelievably. It was released in the USA in September 66, but Donovan had to wait until the Summer of Love in 1967 before the UK released a version of it, which didn't include that particular track, Fat Angel. And I think the first time I heard that track was probably the first time Les heard it, and that was from an album by Jefferson Airplane.
Yes, it was.
Bless yeah. Its Pointed Little Head. A live album recorded at the Fillmore, and the Pointed Little Head was a row of empty wine bottles, Les, those with the pointed little heads, bless its pointed little head. So anyone that's into wine, that's what you can refer to it as.
To quote Peel, back from 1967, there's an incredible intimacy, isn't there, about Donovan. Makes you feel you've known his things first, since the first thing you heard in your cradle. Makes you feel as though you've known him all your life, or perhaps even before that. and makes you want to run naked and sort of unashamed through his songs. There's something incredibly intimate about him, just beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
That was John Peel writing in Perfume Garden.
Oh, the Perfume Garden, yes. Yes. I once referred to this program as the Perfumed Window Box. I can't claim to have a whole garden of it, but a Perfumed Window Box. I think we should play the listeners the title track to the album. This is an extended version. We do play hits sometimes, and I'm pretty certain that Paul McCartney and a whole host of stars of the day helped Donovan out on this one. This is the long version of Sunshine Superman.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style. I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, any trick in a book, and I'll be bell, all that I can find. Superman or Green Lantern ain't got nothing on me. I can make like a turtle and dive for a puzz in the sea. Thinking on your velvet throne, yes.
whole host of artists playing and singing on that, weren't there, Les?
Yes, including Jimmy Page, John Paul Jones, and engineered by Paul Vince, who was at the Abbey Road Studios, who'd actually produced loads of albums at the time.
I seem to think the song was about him wanting Brian Jones' girlfriend, Linda. As I vaguely remember it, he particularly wanted to go out with this girl. And I think she became his full-time companion, wife. Could you see if that's any truth in that? Yeah, in that fake news and rumour that I'm promulgating here?
I can check that for you.
While Les is checking that out, let's listen to this tune, which I think is about that lady, Legend of a Girl Child Linda.
I will bring you gold apples and grapes made of rubies that have shone in the eyes of a prince of the breeze. Bright cascading crystals, they dance in the sand on the beach of no footprints, two harpsichord tunes, a throne of white ivory, a gown of white lace, lies still in the magic of a timeless place. 100 small children, they laugh at the white doves that rest on their hands with a touch of love. On the hillside of velvet, the children, they lay down and make fun of the grown-ups with their silly frown. And the sound of their laughter is the sound of the green sea as it washed round the foot of the seashell tree. The dove circled over and land in the trees where parrots are talking their words with such ease. Thus spoke three wizards to the young ones that day. There's sadness in the kingdom, make it go far away. If you follow the sunbeams through the valley of flowers to the palace of the White Queen with its white jade towers, the youngest she sighed and the clouds drew away, and 100 small fingers scratched their heads in dismay. From out of the sun a giant gull came flying, and the children got ready to sit on its wing. They waved to the raindrops
as they soared o'er the trees. The wind tossed their hair high, flashing gold on the sea. They came to the castle, and there they did fall, and they saw all the sadness through the crystal wall. A princess lay sleeping, so gentle and kind, whilst her prince took to battle with his confused mind. The clash of bright metal brought the children fear, but their cloaks of blue satin dried up all of his tears. The children held hands and they spelt out her name. All the golden children became a golden chain. It lies on a white throne in a magic place, with a tunic of velvet and a gown of white lace. My sword, it lies broken and cast in a lake. In a dream I was told that my princess would wake.
We always love a nice love story as we head toward the unknown region, don't we, Les?
Yeah.
Donovan there with his legend of a girl child Linda. And I think I was kind of right, was I, Les, from what you've been writing to me?
Yes, Linda Lawrence was a girl one time, long time girlfriend of Brian Jones, and prior to 65 she'd had a child with him, that they had a son.
Yeah.
But she was living as a single mother, and I don't know why she was on Ready, Steady, Go, but on this particular event, Donovan was there as well, and he just instantly fell in love with her. And that's why Sunshine Superman was actually written as a Valentine to her.
Oh, a Valentine, okay.
She left and she went to California for a couple of years, and then they remet again. That's how it was, and then they married in October 1970.
And I think they're still together now, aren't they, Les?
Yeah, as far as I know. Yeah. Oh. According to Wiki, I just checked that on Wiki, and yeah.
Right. Okay. I know that sometimes the stories in my head have a little bit of truth to them.
Imagine meeting up on in the green room at Ready, Steady, Go.
Yeah.
Which he did. Regular sessions there at the time.
Yeah. So if you don't know much about Donovan, he's well worth checking out. It doesn't all sound the same, Donovan's music, and that album Sunshine Superman was one of his better.
He was regarded, I think, by many as a
poor man's Dylan.
A poor man's Bob Dylan, wasn't he?
he wasn't, so he got overlooked, and he's quite bitter about it now, because he knows, Donovan knows in his mind, that he was a great influence on many people, and he'll tell you that when you see him on stage. And Kathy and I went to see Donovan at the Bournemouth Pavilion about 2016, so he's still performing, and he sits, unlike me, he can still sit cross-legged.
As we all did at the time.
But he's still doing it. He's still sitting on his Afghan coat, man, with his joss sticks burning away.
Incidentally, talking about John Peel, they were at Glastonbury in 93, I think. And he was sat down, as you do cross leg, talking about TT motorcycling with the his quote, he said, he talked to the boy Kershaw and was talking about Donovan. And then they heard him. He was actually on another stage, so they quickly ran across, got a few more beers and sat down and listened to him.
Well, we're in the era of the mid to late 60s now, and that was a time when Patrick McGoohan had a brilliant idea. And we've not been to the Village lately, Les.
I thought we'd have a
little snippet of Ron Grainer, followed by...
He'd already become a big star with Danger Man, hadn't he? He'd done various movies as well.
Yeah, he was doing Our Station Zebra when The Prisoner was still being recorded, I seem to recall.
My sister will recall, we actually went to the set just after it had finished being... There were still a lot of things around. We actually went to Port Marion just after the things had been filmed. It must have been, 67?
67, that would have been, yeah.
We had a family holiday just up the road near Carnarvon, and we sort of went down there and... There were still a few of the props and around the set still there.
What great forethought your parents had to take you all there, Les.
I think they just wanted to go to Port Marion.
What a great
thing they knew about the prison.
They gave you a great education. That's what they gave you. So we're going to listen to the titles to the last episode, Fall Out, The Prisoner, and then we're going to follow it by the first side of the Moody Blues album, On the Threshold of a Dream, and this always reminds me of The Prisoner.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
With smiles. It riles them to believe that you perceive the web they weave. And keep on thinking free.
Sake, What's happening to me? Write lightly, yours truly, dear diary. It was cold outside my door. So many people by the score, rushing around so senselessly. They don't notice there's people like me. Write lively, yours truly, dear diary.
Your imagination, only to find At night, my heart is heavy, it's weighed down by the night. And now I'm lonely, I want to see the light. So deep within you, your crazy hair, warm colors flowing, this feeling we have shared. And now I'm lonely, I want to feel the love so deep within you. Your love's a never-ending dream, a castle by a stream of sweet understanding. Messages from you are my inspiration. Love, since it lingers, it never fades away. Like you, I'm waiting for a special day. And now I'm lonely, I want to feel the love so deep within you. My love is burning like a fire is fire. My heart is yearning, I feel a warm desire. And now I'm lonely, I want to touch the fire so deep within you. Ooh.
Oh, it's been like welcoming an old friend back. I can't recall playing that album for many, many years. The Moody Blues, On the Threshold of a Dream. In a little while, we're going to be finishing by the looks of it. because wife has arrived.
Oh, well,
to say it's time for supper. Is that right?
Oh, the other one that came out about the same was Every Good Boy Deserves Favour, I think.
That's an album we shall celebrate this year because it was released in 1971. Yep, we'll be playing that sometime during the year. I thought we'd come a little bit more up to date now. We've hung around in the past in our time machine for far too long. Let's go to 2016 and one of Andy's recommendations, Big Train. This is from the English Electric.
Oh, lovely. They're a great band. Thank you so much, Andy, because neither of us had heard of them until you came along with
We're
that.
Far too old, you see. That's the problem.
I know.
And yet our brains are receptive when we listen, aren't they, Les?
Yes, they certainly are.
She likes to walk down the lanes to the fields in the woods. She finds a stream, the water feels cold in the cup of her hands. Down among the trees she spies butterflies against the leaves. With one brush of her hand they are captured and taken. From the top of the hill, looking
to the sea. the side of the hill. All the marks of ancient sea, you can see the traces, the end of the metro. Out of the fields, looking over the edge, as far as you can see, under the green. The first thing that she saw and the last she hopes to see.